hear what they say. Oh no, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello friends. We're back. Sorry, we've been schedules have been crazy, but we're here. We're checking in on the end of Love is Blind plus the reunion. And then we're also gonna start covering Seeking Sister Wife, which we're thrilled about. You watched episode one?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I love it. It's my favorite
so
show.
Good. Just degenerates all over the place. It's fantastic. There so we'll be talking about that and Summer House later this weekend.
And I love that there's a true woman kingpin happening.
Yeah. I love the we'll get into it, but the pregnant
the
chick
show.
Out here dating, like just like trying to find somebody before she pops. I mean,
that
it's
is
fucking
sick.
Great. It's sick. If you guys aren't watching it, it's
well,
on.
I guess it's better it because she's
Lifetime?
Screwing women and not a man's penis coming into close.
I actually am really into a woman leading the way into polygamy. We never see this shit.
It's
always
better.
And God's calling them, blah blah blah. I love a woman just being like, eh. Not even husband.
Very Cleopatra.
Yes.
Well, Anna, and if we have to, if I would love to give our just take on the traitors too.
Oh yes, yeah. So, do we want to do that?
I have a quick question though for you.
Yeah.
I have been on the Where's Kate Middleton train for a while, and it was
me too.
It was,
all right.
It was
glad
just,
you brought this up.
It was kind of like your a tin foil hat person.
Yes.
It sounds like Christopher Walken, tin foil. But now it's coming to the forefront. The fact that
the photo,
they said,
the photo right, was
that
what
was
did
the smoking
it.
Gun.
Yes.
So she goes to the hospital a couple days after Christmas, and then they say flat out she's out till Easter, which is freaking nuts.
Right. I mean, the rumor
that
I'm
is
seeing
a long,
that's
a long time to even just put out there flat. Like, they got to figure something out.
Well, because they got to figure it out. The rumor I'm seeing that I think is really intriguing is that she is actually like out of the, she's like done because he's having an affair.
A baby with someone out, with Rose McGowan
and,
or whatever
and
the
she's
fuck
she's keeping
her name
the
is.
Kid and she's fucking out. And I would love that. I would it's crazy
how
Queen Elizabeth died. This family's just falling apart. They can't hold the crown. It's
and Harry and Meghan are like the rock escaping the earthquake, and they got out. See, I never hated Kate Middleton. I know she's a bitch, but people either were. See, Meghan Markle, Meghan Markle's cool. What she's become, like she's in it. But I never really was. There was always Meghan Markle. Always seemed like she wasn't really being herself, so I could never really connect to her. But I don't dislike her. But I'm not. But she's a cool chick. Whatever she got, Harry. Prince Harry, and she's in the history books for life after being on Suits and Let's Make a Deal or whatever show, Deal or No Deal. So she's cool. But I think Kate Middleton's cool too. I can't stop looking at pictures of her. I think it's crazy.
It's
then the fact that the boyfriend who used to date Pippa Middleton is shot dead behind the shed or something, and they say that he was screwing Kate Middleton. So there's a lot of moving parts, and it is crazy.
It's compelling. I can't wait to see. I mean, the fact that they put out this botched, like, the Photoshop photo that now is ruining, like, their entire accreditation with, like, AP now considers them a non-reliable news source, like Kensington Palace. Like, how did they think that was going to fly? Just putting out this shitty photo?
And
then
how
the
long
other picture,
are they going to let this go for?
Right. And then the picture of her supposedly in the car where it's clearly like photoshopped in there. And
or it looks like
turned.
Right. That looks the most like her. But why would they
do that? What I saw was that they actually imposed an old photo of her into the car. And so it's like actually not her. It's like a past picture. And you can see like her earrings were removed. Like they definitely
something like that. And
just,
the bricks are different.
Yes.
I mean, you can't get away from the
sleuth. By the way, this is like, I don't think I told you this, but I watched this on Paramount Plus. I stopped watching because it was so fucking dumb. But it was like a 3-part series on those Idaho murders. Remember those college kids?
Fascinating.
But it was
to me.
Me too. But it was all from the perspective of like internet sleuths, which was comedic because
it's
they're literally
crazy.
Like, when they arrest the guy, they're like, I mean, this guy wasn't on any of our radars. Who's this guy? It's like, you guys are fucking idiots. They're ruining people's lives, just like putting out like random, like, he did it. And then like the internet's all over these people who are innocent.
Probably
and then
did did do it.
Of course.
But then there was a thing where somebody's brother or something had the same exact white car.
Okay. And, I didn't get that far, but it was funny.
That was a TikTok a thing right. too. And they had me changing my mind. But the way that guy acted with the cuts on his hand and leaving town, yeah, going here and there, and his eyeballs, he's just crazy.
But it was just so funny to see all these idiots on the internet like what? Who the fuck is that? We didn't know. It's like, yeah, because you guys aren't fucking cops. You're not yeah. detectives. You're just average people on the street thinking you're solving crimes. Do you think that this is hilarious.
The gas station worker who was just watching tape and found the white car helped them find Cohenberger or whatever the hell that guy's
yeah,
name
what
is.
Was this name?
That's a fascinating murder. It really is. And the fact that those girls were asleep.
Day, yes.
Or roommates, awake.
The roommates are in the house. And then next day, they don't call the cops till 11.
Right.
No,
so there is
way.
Something fishy there.
Yes.
Because there was drugs involved or something.
Yeah,
they
I
were
saw
super
that.
Scared
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
Because if you woke up the second, I mean, I guess they could sleep. I can't remember all the details, but it was very weird.
Listen, we obviously were
nuts.
Queens of Wasted Town back in our day. But like, I cannot imagine hearing that. Yeah, right. But like, how do you not hear that? Like five people getting murdered? You don't hear it?
It just seems like it can't happen unless he came in like a sniper, which he didn't. He brutally murdered them.
Right.
You would hear it.
Right. With stabbing? What? They're silent? I can't buy it. It's wild. But yeah, it was just funny. The internet's loose, man. They're everywhere.
And they can solve a murder.
Yeah.
I really wonder if she's dead. Would she be dead?
I wonder
Prince
the
William,
same thing.
He's out at some award show by himself. And it's very...
I don't think she's dead. I think it's much more likely he had an affair and she's like, I'm fucking done. You're not getting a picture of me. I'm not supporting anything.
They can't
I'm out.
Force her. And they don't...
Right.
And then that's her way. And how can she have complete control of the children to the point where he doesn't have any say?
Right.
That's a thing. I don't see any pictures of the kids, but maybe... And where's her parents? Her parents aren't speaking out and saying,
right.
Kate, you
they're
think that one of
well.
Her, there's a lot of moving shit happening.
Yeah.
Maybe they're getting paid off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in The Crown, not that The Crown is verified historical, but they made it seem like the mom was plotting from day one that like Kate was going to be in.
Oh,
the family.
Right. Right.
Like they were like very social climbers.
And it worked.
Yeah. So
look at her. When you see her cursing she's and she's in the whole bald eagle outfits with the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people are curtsying to her and she was just some regular old Joe who was walking
it's
in
crazy.
Lingerie down modeling.
Crazy.
It is fascinating.
Yeah. You couldn't pay me to do that shit. Like it just looks horrible. You're constantly like, look at her. Her life is not her own. That's horrible.
No.
That's a horrible way to live your entire life.
And if he got someone else pregnant, it is sad. Because Prince William was supposed to be, you know, like Princess Diana, and he's supposed to be nice
and
a good
one.
Dude.
He's balding and just like.
But he turned out to be just like them. It's just sad.
I know. It is.
Really sad. When you see
Diana is not
videos
happy about
of, it. I could watch Harry from 6 months old to 25, like making the queen laugh. I'm a real sucker for these.
I'm telling you,
losers.
I told you this when I read his book. I've never felt more sympathy for somebody's childhood. But it was like, I told you that.
Yeah.
But it was just like when they told him, they came into his room. He was like in the attic. They had him in some side room. Your mom died. He's like 7 or whatever. And then just leaves him in there all night. Nobody checking on him. He's just like, I mean, disgusting.
It's really sad.
Disgusting. All right, where do you want to start? You want to talk Love is Blind or Traitors?
Oh, I don't care. We'll keep Traitors for the ending, the grand finale.
All right. So Lib, how'd you feel about the end of the season? We haven't even checked in.
You know, I barely watched it because once you told me the juice.
Yeah.
I really still love Clay.
Okay.
He's the only person on that stage who is a man.
Thank you. I have to say you were
100%. Can we shoot Trevor in the head? What's wrong with him?
Okay, so here,
I wasn't 100%
start with
right.
Clay.
He still was kind of a jerk, but he's nice.
I put Clay on a pedestal of like growth and progress. Seriously, though, like the way that he was talking about himself and the work he's doing. I mean, just I have so much sympathy for him because it's literally like Dorian keeps saying, like, it was child abuse. What his father did to him is child abuse.
And it is
because you don't.
It's so true.
It fucked him. I feel like 100. I know he's so into Love Is Blind. It's ridiculous. I feel like deeply that if that conversation hadn't happened in the finale with his dad, if his dad hadn't have been there, he would have said yes, I think. Like, I think watching his dad just spit all this bullshit about like track and his like, it was just like, he was like, I am a joke just like my dad. And I think that got into his head and like fucked him up. And that conversation between his dad and his mom is like, what a woman. But when she was just like, there's so much shit here that is impacting him. And the dad's like, ooh, but just, you saw, it's just crazy to see somebody like,
very good point. A lot.
Like the direct effect of your parents shit on you. And he really, like, I think he made the right decision. He could have said no earlier. Like, why'd you do it at the altar? But because
they're on a fucking TV show too.
Right. I think he made the right choice. And like the fact that he's like, I'm in therapy. I need to do better. Like just to see somebody so self-aware and like actually trying to be a better person. I give him major props, like major props.
AD is a character all on her own. They look like they belong together, but she's a Looney Tunes.
She's a nut. She's going out with that guy on multiple dates, the Matthew guy. And just like, again, AD, like, have some better judgment for yourself. This guy literally lied in these pods like an idiot. And then you went on dates with him. What are we doing?
And he's nuts. His energy is really the way he's pacing around the room. He's crazy psychotic and freaky.
With his notebook, question one or two. It's like, are you a serial killer? What the fuck? So I judge her for that.
He
and I think
kill a bunch of college kids and cold blood and keep it quiet.
Yeah. I mean, when he was like, when Clay was like, you know, I didn't go through the process of like understanding love or like what marriage meant before I was on the show. And like, I messed that up. And like, again, just like the fact that he really is, you see how he's changed as a person from the first episode to now. And I give him
seems nice.
Credit.
Yeah.
Yes. I think you were right. I told Dorian last night, I was like, Justine always said Clay was the one. You've been saying it.
Well, you just feel bad for him. He's fun. He's the only person who is even real. Everybody else is fake. You end up, you would rather have a Clay who's telling you, I'm probably going to cheat on you, or a Jeremy.
Yes, 100%. I couldn't agree more. Guy. Listen, I think I'll say this. I think Clay, I would love to see. I stand by a second chance, Love Is Blind. I would love to see them do this again. And I would like to see what he would do differently. I just think it wasn't the right time for him. He didn't know what he didn't know.
Stepdad to Jessica.
Yeah. Stepdad to
Jessica. That's psychopath. Now she's addicted to the fame. You should see her on TikToks and everything.
I see it.
The poor daughter. She lost her mother. Her mom's gone.
She's on Perfect Match. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't think I ever saw... I don't think I ever watched that show. Do we watch it? Yeah.
Micah, I would rather watch the Senate pass bills all day long than watch Micah on a Perfect Match, because there is no perfect match except for the mirror for that psychopath. I do not like her.
Yeah,
Sam, I
agree.
And Izzy, he looks like a murderer too. He's got such murder energy.
When he was like, "Am I credits better?" And then he stood up and like wanted to cheer for him. I'm like, who the fuck are you? I forgot your name.
I know. I couldn't even place. Are they together? I couldn't even remember.
It's crazy how like it was funny. They said something like 9 couples are still together or something like that. I'm like bullshit. And then they showed all these weddings, and Dorian was like, "Look like you forgot a few people." I'm like, "Fuck off!" Like, I mean, I guess they do have a semi-success, but
what's her face? The Texas ballerina. They hate each other. You can't tell me that they like each other.
Does he look completely different? He's looked like a different person to me. I like that
she's
finally
adorable,
moved in together. But... she is.
Yeah.
I felt like they spent, like, was it good drama? Yes, but I felt like they spent so much time on Jeremy, Sarah, and what's her face.
Oh my god, I couldn't believe it.
They gave you nothing on Jimmy and Chelsea, which was like the entire show. They gave him maybe a minute and a half of the two of them, and we got 25 minutes of Sarah Ann
and
her
crazy
her 90s.
And the girl that
dress.
Can't even miss a conference from work. You're right. On freaking Love is Blind. I think I hate people. Life is short. Go to the reunion of Love is Blind.
I agree.
Work comes first. Well, that's why you're a dud. Okay. That's why Jeremy's on the jet skis with Big Titty over here. Okay.
Did work come first when you were in a pod for 3 weeks? Right. What the fuck are you talking about? Like,
you should be at this reunion. I agree. You dumb fuck.
I agree. I think
I hate all three of you.
I, Sarah Ann is just the way she was acting is like, that's just a, you can tell she's not to be like, she's not a girl's girl. She's not a person's person.
She's a nightmare.
She's just an asshole. And the two of them, him in that white suit with the fucking Hawaiian. I mean, just.
Oh my God. And he looks cracked out. He looks horrible. Like Miami Vice at the end of the seasons when the show's getting canceled and they're all cracked out and he's on his third marriage to Melanie Griffith. It is a joke. It's disgusting. Ridiculous.
I couldn't agree more. They deserve each other. I love that Chelsea was like, you guys are broken up every time we've seen you. It's just, they're a mess. And to act
they're
like it's some
stuff
like,
they're in their house together. Physically
they're
abusing
fighting
each other.
Yeah. I don't like it at all. But it's
Sarah
it
Ann,
just...
drop the Ann. Your name's Sarah. I can't take a double name unless it's a person with a first and a last name that you have to say both names. I don't want to hear a middle name.
I had a friend when I lived in Florida who had a two name. I won't say her name. She had a two name and it was just always the two name. You couldn't say the one name. It was just, you had to go with both names. And it's interesting. Like the South, they do that where it's just like, well, it's Sarah Ann. And for everything, it's Sarah Ann. It's just like, all right.
I thought that was cute, I guess. I shouldn't judge everyone by it, but just her. It was just.
Oh, I can't stand her at all.
Her having that talk with, what's her name? The blonde girl?
Laura,
and then she's hopping on the jet skis after she like genuinely seems to apologize. Then she's like, fuck it, I'm going on the jet skis. She's such like, a trash person.
Laura was literally like, he's a gaslighter. He lied to me. He's a piece of shit. Oh, she's like, okay. And then she's just like, all right, I'm off. It's like, you're nuts. It's just wild.
They belong together.
The
fact that a year has passed and Jessica is still upset. It seems that she's mentally ill too.
I mean,
I would go on that show and be like, I'm embarrassed. I had my family. I would be more embarrassed for just going on the show and thinking that this guy I was going to marry and say I love you and act like have my family there.
I would not even care
that he's with Sarah Ann. What did they spend 6 weeks together and a year later you're still that upset?
I know. It's just, I think the issue is as soon as it airs, the amount of social media hate comments and shit they get just creates a second wind of all this shit. And
you're right.
I mean, look at Trevor, the way that they were reading those text messages, like it was a Shakespearean play. I could not deal with. I was just like, this is ridiculous. I've never seen somebody publicly shamed on TV like that. Like they really just made him like pathetic. And then they were like, all right, bye.
Nick Lachey was pissed.
I have to say, I liked Nick on this reunion. I think he's looking healthier. I enjoyed him. I can't stand Vanessa, but I thought he was good.
I was going to say, I felt bad because I thought she looked healthier. She looked fresher
she looked
in
good.
The face.
Yeah. They
looked good.
They both looked fresher. I hated her outfit.
I thought for once he looked aged, but still healthy looking.
I thought like his face looked a little less puffy, like both of
them
actually.
Maybe less Miller Lite. Right.
Like they got a lymphatic massage or something. Lymphatic.
I think he's going to need a liver
transplant
from someone. It'd be funny if, he pulls not a Mario Lopez. What's his name? My best friend.
Ooh.
And takes one from his wife. And then George Lopez still will never get over that. He took his wife's liver
and then they
or something,
broke up, right?
And then they divorced. It's not allowed.
It's crazy.
What was I going to say is I think I just saw the NSYNC crew come out. I hate Justin Timberlake.
Me
but
too.
Just seeing NSYNC all together.
Yeah.
I was an NSYNC person.
Me too.
That's why we're true love.
Yeah.
Seeing them all together, it was such a thrill. And they look so happy. And they all have all aged great. And
they
98
look great.
Degrees, you would have put your money on them to age better. But NSYNC... They all look so happy to be out there. Lance Bass, it's hilarious.
It's great to see.
Joey Fatone looking healthy. He's putting down the calzones.
I feel like they're also like doing Justin Timberlake a favor because his public image right now is so bad.
They that, are
like, the only way I think he has any legitimacy is through NSYNC. Like people hate him.
100%.
Justifiably. Like the Britney Spears fans are just like, we will not accept you back in our lives. Fuck off.
I know. And I used to really enjoy him, and it did even before Britney. There was something that makes me nuts. If he's not with, when he's with Jimmy Fallon, I can take him. There is some spark between them, which I would love to watch them have sex with each other, because you know he's not fucking Jessica Biel.
I don't know. But I agree. It was fun to see them up there. I like it.
I would go to a concert. I would pay like $250 to go.
Because
watch
you don't
them.
Like, I haven't listened. I never go to Spotify. I'm like, let me listen to NSYNC.
No,
if a song
God,
comes
no.
on, I know every word.
They can bring candy out on stage.
Right. Jessica, back to Jessica for a second. This is going to sound horrible because I'm also a parent. Why is she constantly crying?
It's just called the blonde girl, Jessica. I can't keep them straight. I hate them all.
Like, I can't deal with the like crying about
daughter.
How much you, like how much you love your kid. Like,
good.
Enough of that shit. Am I the worst parent ever that
go
I'm not crying every time I
her
talk about my
and
like,
stop TikToking?
I mean, it's just like,
and stop going on these shows. You're leaving for another 3 months.
Right. Like, I get so emotional about her. She's just the best. It's like, I don't, Like,
and she never sees me break down and cry. I think she sees you every night break down and cry.
You know what I feel like? I feel like her and Monica from Salt Lake City are like related. They're 100%. Like cut from the same cloth. Different, right? Like, I think Jessica's actually nicer. Monica's like more evil, but the vibe is the same.
My kids are thriving in life and they see me break down every day. So you know what? Whatever. Just be real. Your daughter knows you're a mess.
They have one of the most unstable mothers.
Then you fall asleep. Okay, so you say that you keep it together, but then you go on national television and you fall for Jimmy, one of the biggest losers there.
God, he looked
and
horrible
give him,
at the reunion as well.
He looked terrible. And
really rough.
And give him a letter and he pretty much blows you off after you've given him some letter about some guy that you're in love with.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh, the other thing that I thought was ridiculous, the Kenneth and Brittany, they gave you nothing there either. Now they're best friends and like everything's fine.
He's gay, but
yeah, I saw that rumor
whatever,
as well.
I don't know.
Fine.
I didn't get gay vibes, but a lot of people did. He looked cute he looked healthier. It looked like he
lost weight or something.
Down. Yeah.
She looked beautiful. I thought she looked like
Jennifer Lopez did her
Miss Universe like contestant. Insane. I thought she looked great. Great dress. Hair looked chic. I love her. I think she is a stand-up person.
I do too.
I think it's odd that they're really good friends now. Like, he obviously just like,
maybe.
And even when they were like, so what happened? Like, you were so cold when you broke up. He's like, oh, they don't film everything. And they didn't ask like what happened. You know what I mean? Like, it just felt like most of the couples, other than honestly, Sarah Ann and what's his face, they like glossed
Weird.
Over. They didn't give you anything. It was very
I
odd.
Agree. Thank you for saying that, because when I woke up this morning, I watched the reunion last night.
Yeah.
I'm like, do I have to rewatch Britney and them? Because they put out a TikTok with her saying if the secret's throwing it up and he catches it, he comes out of the room and catches
yes.
the key.
Okay,
and
I saw,
and so
I
I'm
saw.
Like, are they boning? Or so now they're just saying they're friends? What is
I
it?
Saw a comment where somebody was like, not him coming out of the closet. Because he walks out of the closet.
That's so true, huh?
Yeah.
And there's
know.
Something about principals that really creep me out. The school principal. So, okay. I hope TikTok doesn't get banned, because I'm on I got a real happy TikTok.
Oh, good.
Going. I got Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I got
conspiracy theories.
So some guy is a principal and the mom's looking out the window. She's not down there. She's living in like an apartment or something. She says,
okay,
the principal's here. He comes after school and spends his own time to come drop off presents to the kids. It's like,
Jesus
that
Christ.
Principal is a loser and a pedophile, and he should be at home. He does not need to be traveling around town. He can, you know, that's enough time. They don't get paid enough to be wanting to do that on after hours.
No, because they're good people. That's the problem. Like, when Kenneth was like,
that's too good.
when he's like, I thought it was almost creepy. He's like, my parents, my kids, they're not used to me being away this long. It's like, nope, what's their principal no fucking hitting you. Them up all the time? What are you talking about? Like, the kids aren't like, ooh, principal, come talk to me.
If my principal was on Love is Blind, I would look at you. I would probably have to transfer schools because your judgment is off. It really home. Is.
It's like 8 years old. Mommy, I got to go to a different school.
You nuts. Had to have gotten married. You needed to be Brett, or you needed to be. Yeah. See, the thing is, the internet ruined me for
Brett.
What's her face? No, the girl that got pregnant. The Texans that got pregnant.
The Texans. Oh, Alexia. Is that
oh,
her
God
name?
Bless you with these names. Yeah. Brennan. He beat up his girlfriend or something. So I can't get past that in my brain.
They got it again. Love is Blind, do better. Vet these fucking people through and through.
Now
they shouldn't be in
like
relationships. They shouldn't
should
have domestic violence. Yeah, I know. It's, you know what I did love was Clay and the Brett, where he was like, you know, Brett, I really look up to you. Brett, like, getting emotional.
That was so
like,
sweet.
So sweet.
I know. Clay was so nice. I feel so bad for him.
Clay,
what
MVP
happened?
Of the reunion. I want a Clay dating show. He should get everything in the world. Like,
and
put him as a bachelor.
He looked sharp.
He looked
so
great.
Handsome.
And you know what I loved?
AD
he's wearing
too, with those
fucking
boobs.
Socks. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
AD looked incredible.
Men need
thank
to wear
God
socks.
He was wearing socks. I hate the dress pants
with
no
disgusting.
Socks. It's like enough. And he's like that age. So I thought he might do that. But yeah, AD, incredible dress. Best dress. That's what I want from a reunion look right there.
Yes.
Fitted.
Housewives.
Flawless. Great color.
Do
fit
I see
like
nipple?
A gem.
I don't know. I'm loving it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She could sit. It's not like she just looked fucking regal and incredible. I thought
she
was
did.
Great. 10 out of 10.
I know. I Jessica out there in the stripper dress.
Oh, the dress was horrible.
It's just ridiculous. I feel bad because at first when she said, you're going to choke. Now looking back, it seems so big-headed. And
yes. That's what I always thought, though. It was like very conceited.
Yes. Very, that's the perfect word.
Like.
And now she comes off ugly to me. And Brittany's a superstar, gorgeous. I would say that she's the most gorgeous person on the planet. And Jessica is. And so is her daughter calling Chelsea Aunt Chelsea?
Yeah, that's weird as well.
That's the red flag in motherhood, too. Stop
it. Yes. You haven't known each other a year and it's aunt whatever. It's enough.
Chelsea, I love Chelsea.
I've come around. I feel bad that I ever made fun of her and Megan
Fox. I thought
Fox.
She looked gorgeous.
She looked great.
I think
the dress
one of the most beautiful
extra.
People I've ever seen. And I think that they are a perfect couple and should get married. They seem like
her
they belong together. Yeah.
It was just crazy. Like, I have to. Jimmy's reunion showing, I mean, he was non-existent. He looked horrible. But across the season, I really give him a lot of credit because he tried his hardest. She did everything she could to blow up that relationship, and he continued till the end to be like, I love you, I'm here for you, and finally was like, enough is enough. He really was trying, though. If she had just gotten herself semi under control with her insecurity, they would have been
I agree.
Like 100%.
I know. But they, you can't tell if videos are before or after, and they never confirm, but there was videos of them.
I saw them on vacation or something.
Maybe, or and they were at a concert.
Okay.
So who knows? They could be together. They really have. They seem like they belong together, don't they?
If she again, like if she just 5% less insecure, they'd be fine. Like she wanted to blow up that relationship unknowingly to herself, but like she couldn't fucking keep it under control. She really couldn't.
Too bad.
Yeah, it is a shame. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what
she's
happens.
Likeable,
but again,
got
you got no time. You got no time with them. You got like 3 minutes. There was so much there. And she didn't really. And also, gracious lady, she didn't go in on Trevor. She kept it classy.
Trevor is. See, that's the scary part.
Yeah.
The world thinks that Trevor is a nice guy. And he seemed mentally unstable. Can I leave?
He seemed completely unhinged. He didn't know how to explain. He couldn't explain away what he was trying. Like, he was trying.
Yeah.
Like, trying. And it was just like, bro, this doesn't work. You're a joke. And like, honestly, again, Nick Lachey.
Makes me
sick.
Get
the fuck off the stage. I know. It was good. But again, I put that failure on producers, not on Trevor. Trevor's game player. He was out here trying to become famous. Where the fuck is the check
100%.
From production? Like, that is a problem. There are social media pictures of all these fucks. Jeremy, him, All it took was you give a friend a phone for 5 minutes, they'll figure that shit out.
I agree.
You know?
You're right. I know. Get the guy from Cash Cab to do it. So.
Oh, yeah. What else here? Anything else?
I'm trying to think. It's funny how they bring all the couples out. Oh, Vanessa and Nick and their foreplay. The whole thing.
I wanted to die.
It's ridiculous when they open. I liked how they started the show with them being behind the doors and then they come out. And I would die to be in that stage because Nick and Vanessa act like they're Oprah and Gail.
This is so hilarious. Like they have, you will have to pull them away from this with the claws of death. Like they will not give up hosting this show. They understand this is like their meal ticket.
If they're not there, I would miss it.
Yeah. I mean, she's a mess. I hated her dress.
Who else would they have that would be better? Because I think Andy Cohen hosting the Traitors is a huge miss.
I agree. I thought the same thing. Why was he hosting that reunion? No, I mean, they're fine. They're bought into the bullshit of Love is Blind. I think this was Nick Lachey's best reunion. Vanessa irritated me the least that she has.
Are you happy
to date.
There's babies, Vanessa? Jesus.
Yeah, that
they're
part.
Here.
Jesus. Okay. And when she's like, it was really hard to get pregnant. We almost went to IVF. I'm like, see, you're a fucking asshole. Don't ask people about whether they're pregnant.
I know. I hope that Brett and them, I hope that they're
next.
Trouble.
You know what's shocking to me is that Chelsea and Kwame are together. It blows my mind.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. You know what, though? I think it's messed up. This show likes to make it seem like women are pieces of shit and these guys hate them. But in reality, this guy, Kwame, was probably actually just rational and thinking things through. And they try to paint it like he hates her.
Then, 100%.
Then they stay together. And now they're together for years and seem really happy.
Yes.
And then they try to paint Kwame seem like he's a dickhead when he probably is really nice.
I know. They gave him a really bad edit.
And Chelsea's like a
and
crazy
her.
Person.
Like she loves pink and she's a fucking like their edit was horrible. They did them dirty because it made it seem like you said, like she was nuts
and now
was
you
like
stroll
not
them
into
in
it.
Like prize ponies that are making it. It's really sick.
I know. It is sick. Like they did Colleen and Matt too. It's like you're showing them as a success story. They're drunk all the time. I thought they were both wasted at the 3-inch. When she was like giving them advice, she's like, honestly, like you guys will be like fine. Like if you see us, like you're gonna make it. It's like, shut up. You are not the person we're taking advice from.
You're gonna make it. Mary Tyler Moore. Mess. Yeah, that is so funny. That's so true. I know. And then still can't remember Alexis's husband's name. Like
Brennan. Well,
thanks for having us, Brennan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us. All I picture him is having dinner with daddy and daddy slides a check over to pay the bills.
With
because
the wife that's like younger than her. I love that family. I think that family should have a reality show. The dad. I'd watch that immediately.
You know what I was thinking? They need to, Bravo needs to roll out the red carpet to Tinsley and get those damaged kids with the dead mother and the rich dad.
Let's get a modern reality show. Like parent trap kind of vibe. That's what
Come
I want.
On. We need to see how Tinsley's parenting and dropping off those kids at school.
Again, we are leaving gold on the cutting room floor.
I don't know if she
New York.
Who would think that Tinsley Mortimer would walk away from the spotlight of Bravo the way
that
she
has? I want like a YouTube highlight reel of like all Tinsley. I'm sure it exists. Like most unhinged moments around like marriage and parenthood. Like think about how nuts she was. She was like grade A crazy.
Crying
with her mom at the circus. I mean, come on.
Making out with her sister.
Yeah.
Said in a confessional that she was French kissing her sister.
Yeah. Trying to get a man. What? Got to do what you got to do, you know? All right. Is that it? Love is Blind.
Terrible. We'll be back.
We'll be back. Just again, when Clay said, like, I need to stop wearing the baggage my parents left me. Powerful. Like, I give him so much credit. It's fucked up what his dad did to him and how fucked that was.
I know.
And it just shows you, like, how much you can fuck your kids up. Like, that's what I left with. Like, it does not take a lot to ruin your child's future in a healthy relationship.
It's taking this poor guy 3 decades. Yes. But it seems like this show, he does seem, like he is on a turning point.
I agree. I mean,
his poor mom finding out that he, hearing it for the first time on national television, he probably is going to have guilt about that.
His mom is a class act when she was like, I heard about things over the course of the show that I didn't know. And like, you That's owe him an apology. It's just like, Jesus. Right. This beautiful woman getting treated like that.
And you disgusting. Have guilt that you were like, well, why did I even let him go with his dad on these trips? And then that would make me sick.
Yeah. I mean, what do you know? You're trusting your husband. You know what I mean? It's just like gross. All right. Let's wrap up Traitors. How do you feel? Are you like pissed that MJ got screwed? How do you feel?
No. In the moment, I was obsessed.
I think it's game.
I was upset for her. But I'm upset. I'm not upset. I love MJ. But
me too.
Looking
and
back,
you're right. She's going to make it far.
I feel more bad. I feel worse for Sandra.
They fucked Sandra. Yeah.
Because she did not deserve that. And MJ got what she had coming to her because she turned on her friend. They were a team the whole time.
I think what this came down to is that people who've played a game before and people who have not. When you watch the reunion, you saw the Bravo people are still deeply offended. They feel personally affronted and that like you betrayed my trust. And anybody else, Survivor, Challenge, etc., is like, this is how you play the fucking game. Sandra was the only person who had a true strategy. When she said like, oh, you know, I noticed, like she said something about like the Bravo people coupling up and I understood I had to like partner with them to make it a while. Like she was playing the game and MJ thought this was like a game of loyalty and friendship, like me, CT, and Trishelle, and they just fucked her. But it's like that is the game, and I agree with them. Like I do feel like we know each other, we don't know her, and let's split the money and fuck off.
But
her
face. What was Trishelle doing voting for CT?
Yeah, that was weird.
That's the only thing. Like, what was that about?
I think she thought maybe
MJ was gonna go for CT. I mean,
yeah, I don't know what she was doing there. I thought that was weird. She did have a point though that like he did kind of fuck her a couple of times and like raise some suspicion.
Oh yeah,
I just love them looking at each other in the face and just being like, all right, we're gonna like
after
she voted for him the first time, they were like, all right, here we go. All right, we got it. Let's fuck around.
CT, his face at the end was so like a little 4-year old who did something wrong, and that's who he is.
Yeah. This was a great, great showing for CT. People who knew nothing about him now know who he is. Like there's such a, you know, like we've watched him for years, but there's a bunch of people who had no idea who he was, who haven't watched MTV. And I thought it was a great showing for him and Trishelle. I don't know if you've seen this, but like Trishelle, there's like a lot of hate that she was like racist.
Yeah.
Or like,
right. Now, yeah.
I didn't see. I think she was just
On Watch What Happens Live saying like that she's
doing like
counseling and stuff.
Or, yeah, maybe I missed that, but
I felt bad for Peppermint. I mean, I love Peppermint. I felt bad at the time.
Yeah, but
if there was no internet, I wouldn't think that it was racist.
Exactly. And me neither.
I think it's a little odd that they got a. But the thing is, I guess back in the day, Trishelle was accused of saying the N-word to Anissa.
Ooh.
Do you remember that? And then she had to apologize, but she said she never said it.
All right.
But
maybe.
And then they say that she came for every person who wasn't white on the Traitors. Right. I didn't follow it like that. And
I didn't either. But maybe that's because we're white.
Maybe I'm crazy. Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't want to but.
Right. I definitely missed that whole thing. I think she was. Trishelle was the, for her credit, she was the only person from day one who was playing the fucking game. Like, she really was. She was sourcing shit out, eliminating shit. She played
MJ,
a great game.
Didn't MJ sit out and not crawl through that nasty bug-filled thing?
She did a lot. She didn't do a lot of shit.
They made all the money, and they deserved it. There should be more money at the end. It should
be
a higher stakes for the
it
biggest
at
show
least 500,000
on the planet.
Yes.
I think it's bigger than the Super Bowl at this point, how many people are watching this show.
CT carried them through that final challenge. He did. That was watching him do a minute, like that was way easier than a challenge finale. But just him, he was busting his ass, running all around, out of breath. They're just like wandering around like idiots. He does deserve the money to me.
Do you think that that they really are just bullshitting the clock? Because for them to get down,
there's no way.
I thought that
it's
was
all
funny.
Fake. It was funny where he like Alan was yelling. He's like, "Get on the boat!" And he's like, "Oh, they're on the boat. I don't need my microphone anymore." He's good.
He's the best. He's the best host of any show ever.
I love him.
I think
he should have hosted the reunion.
Without Trishelle and CT doing that, it would have been a real basic ending. So they should be so grateful that they did pull that, because I haven't felt a rush like that watching TV in so long.
Her face, MJ's face of just pure shock and just like not understanding. Again, it's like game players and not. Like, they were just like, this is how you fucking play a game, and we're going to show you how you win.
Yeah.
And she's just sitting there thinking we're best friends riding off into the sunset. It's like, fuck no. We're going to eliminate to the minimum number we can.
And it was Kate's fault. If Sheree would have been there, they would have won.
Yeah.
Kate is dumb. Why would you keep Trishelle? And after watching the way that Kate played this game,
yeah,
I don't even know how she was ever a Chiefs dude, because I always thought that she was super smart, super sharp.
Yeah.
And now I find her to be weak.
Yeah. I mean,
a whole different light I look at her in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it was.
Go down the fucking mountain. You're not going to die. And if you die on national television on doing Traitors, that's a good way to go out. You're not going to die.
You'll be famous forever. Yeah. I
hate that. You're on a freaking show. Just hop down the mountain. Stop being a little pussy. Just do it. No.
Also, this shit is like, you're so safe. They got people everywhere. You're going
to
be fine.
They don't want you to die.
Yeah.
Who
cares? I love that Sheree finally at the end was like, figured it out. Like, no idea what game she was on till like the end. Then she was like, oh, I think it's just like, oh my God, you're ridiculous.
Yeah, that really changed the whole trajectory when. If they would have kicked Trishelle off in, that would have been it.
Yeah, it's weird they didn't go for Trishelle.
MJ was on Jeff Lewis Live, and she's just saying, I was just upset because that was the rules. You get the traitors out, and then the faithfuls win, who's ever left. And but it's like, that's nice, but they don't, I mean, who knows? You could be a traitor. Who knows?
See, this is different to me than, like, when Johnny, the challenge, the infamous where he took all the money from Sarah, where they got to the very end. I don't know if you watched the season. They got to the very end, and it was, you could either split the money. He got there first. They were a team. And it was like, either you can split the money or he could take it all. And he fucking took it all. And that was like fucked, because she worked to the very end. MJ just bumbled her way through this shit and ended up at the finale. It was a bad look for him, for sure.
But do you think it affects his life in a karmic way? Or do you think it is a game? Or do you think I couldn't live with myself. I would want to do that, but how could you do that?
I think the only reason he did it, honestly, is they had beef historically, and she was like a bitch to him in the past, and they had like a history. I think if it was a different person, he would have split it, but he like didn't fuck with Sarah.
Okay.
So I feel like there was history there.
Baller.
So it's like,
I mean, you're on a game. I mean, it's a game.
All-time game move, right? But it's like, are we playing a game or are we people on a show that are working together? And like, you have to choose a lane. And again, you could see at the reunion, everybody who was on Bravo or not on a competitive show was like, personally affronted. And everybody else was like, oh, we're fucking playing a game, you know?
I couldn't hate John more.
He needs to shut up. Like, just because you have a British accent doesn't make everything you say profound. Like, enough.
He's a piece of shit.
I find him obnoxious.
I'm going to send Prince William to take care of John.
Oh, similar to AD, because their looks were similar. Phaedra looked incredible at the reunion. I thought her dress was perfect. Her makeup was perfect. I love her thinking that CT was like, what did she say? She thought he was like the janitor or like the equipment guy, mechanic. I don't know. It was like, she was so funny. I think Phaedra, again, great season for her, is going to propel her second reality television career. Like, I know she's on Married to Medicine, but I think she'll be back on Housewives.
They should just scoot her on over to Atlanta with Porsche.
With Porsche?
Because there's nothing better.
Nothing.
Porsche's breakup is really a juicy one. Did you see that video that it says that she quickly deleted? Did you see this by any chance? And it looks like she's at a table, and I can't tell if she's with Simon. He's making out with another woman and she's rolling her eyes, or if it's a friend of hers.
I saw something.
The guy that looks like Simon. I watched it 30 times and I can't figure it out.
I saw something that's like, they're now like, he's dating somebody else, just like she got fucked. Like, this is how Porsche came to be. Now he's doing it again, which would track.
There was
I didn't
video,
see that video
and I can't, and it was quickly deleted. They said, I saw it. I don't know. I should have sent it to you. I don't know, but let me think of anybody else. I wish Johnny Bananas would have been in it, because he's fun TV more than some of these people.
100%. It's weird to see those people there in the beginning. I was like, oh, you fucks didn't even mean anything. Like, even Tamara, you forget she was there. It's like, if you get eliminated the first four episodes, you're like, you're forgettable. They need to do a little bit better job there getting some, like...
There's no housewife who I used to love so much that I can't even look at is Tamara.
Tamara.
She's such a bad person.
I don't remember if I ever loved her, but I can't
remember.
Well,
when
that
we rewatched the OC, she was a great character with
in the beginning. Tamara Barney and like the that whole Simon.
But once they did get rid of her, they did the right decision and they should have stuck with it because OC, she just is so obnoxious.
I can't stand that entire cast. OC has never been it for me. I don't know why. I've just never felt a deep connection to that show.
It was good TV for, I mean, I enjoyed it, but it's not one of my, it's not a go down in his, it could be so good.
Right.
There's really, I just don't know. The casting really sucks there.
Yeah.
Here's another thought. New Jersey trailer.
Yes.
I don't care. It's still the same old shit.
It really is.
I don't believe that Margaret's breaking up with little Joe.
No.
And people say that it looks great. But at this point, who the hell is that the new husband allowed to say that she's yelling at my Teresa like that? Show some respect.
Put some respect in her name. I know. I think it's going to be. It's challenging to have a season two people do not want to communicate, which is, and I prefer it, honestly. I don't need to see Melissa and Teresa and Joe go at it anymore, but it doesn't make sense to me to both have them on the show.
No, why would Bravo just get rid of one of them?
Get rid of Melissa. That's the natural choice.
Right.
Obviously. Yeah. I think the other piece that is sad to me, but compelling, is watching everybody know that Louis is a piece of shit. And like, just, we are watching an inevitable creep to her downfall. And I'm concerned about that. Like, she is an idiot. I love her. She's an idiot. And she's going to get fucked again. And I don't want to see it. And he's a piece of shit. So it's just hard.
That's the interesting part is, is the Louis.
It is.
Not Jackie Schneider.
No.
Not Jen Fessler.
No.
Stop. And what's her face with the boyfriend and the who's married? God, I can't think of her name. Dolores.
The new Dolores.
How three men in a row that you get screwed from your husband, then the doctor. Now this one, you're begging to get divorced.
I know.
Like, it's just
the
crazy.
The thing is, my thing with Jen Fessler is I have real issue. This is part of my deep issues with Wendy. You come on one season, and Jen Fessler's older, so I almost judge her more. You come on one season, you completely transform your entire body and face to like fit into a cast. I find that like she looks like a different person. She had a ton of work done and that was in one season. It's like, why are we doing this? You were a beautiful older woman. Just like leave it. Why do you have to suddenly become a Melissa Gorga plus 10 years with all this work done? Like it just doesn't, I find it sad.
When you look back and see the first season of Housewives and what Caroline looked like, it's just that's what we want.
I know. I just want
maybe Jacqueline
normal,
with a little bit of Botox.
Just like normal looking people. I would love that. Just a little
watching
bit.
The Love is Blind reunion, it's just, I wish that Botox was never invented because I would love to have, we'll never have a Carol Burnett. We'll never have a I Love Lucy. We'll never see women age and it sucks.
Yeah.
It's the end of society.
It's true. I mean, again, I told you this. I've said this multiple times. When Jodie Foster popped up on True Detective, I was like, fuck, look at her face. And then I was like, oh, wait.
And
that's like her naturally aging. And you get used to it. But it's like we've been programmed to not see aging anymore.
Sucks.
You know what's weird? I watched this. You've probably never seen this movie. There's a De Niro Scorsese directed movie, Taxi Driver, from like the 70s.
Okay,
he plays like the original like incel kind of like mass shooter vibes. And Jodie Foster plays a prostitute and she is 12 years old in the movie. And like she plays like a prostitute on the streets, like out here. And like they're like very suspect scenes. Evidently her older sister like did a few of those scenes, but like she's like playing like 12 years
12?
old prostitute, 12 in real
Lock
life.
Lock her parents up.
Crazy. I was like, how is this appropriate? She's fucking 12 years old out here.
Illegal.
Like, it's crazy. She's excellent, though. It's like, Jesus Christ, look at this child. But why are we having her prostitute at 12? The 70s was a wild time. Like, wild.
Imagine if that was still the case.
No, it's That would never fly nowadays, ever. Have a real 12-year-old playing a prostitute? It was crazy. Great performance from her, though. Like, really great. I was like, Jesus Christ, what a star.
I'm trying to think of the singer that sings, "Oh, I'm not the only one who walk across." What's her name?
Oh, beautiful you. I don't remember.
They're the same person. Jodie Foster and her are the same person in my eyes.
That's funny. What is her fucking name? That's gonna drive me nuts.
Hold on, I'm gonna Google it. Melissa Etheridge. Same person.
That's funny. I can see them dating, honestly.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it? Anything else in the brain?
Great season of Traitors. I would love to see them do a UK version of Regular Old People.
There is season one is Traitors UK is just average people.
Oh no! I would love to see the Americans do.
Oh, the American version. I have less interest in that. I think I may.
I would
watch
love to
UK.
See both. Yeah. Well, it would be more cutthroat.
Yes.
If people didn't know each other, it would be more of the real game.
Yes, that is
then
true.
Bravo people and then they because
it
to
creates natural
more
alliances.
Right.
Yeah.
Rochelle and CT shouldn't be in cahoots unless they grow a deep friendship with each other. And it should be like, oh, do I want to get a new house or to pay off some debt? Or it should be more really real high
it's
stakes.
Just like the longevity of these people from these real world seasons is really incredible when you think about it.
It is.
Like CT, 20 plus years on television. Like it's Johnny Bananas. Like it's just wild to see these people still relevant.
When he was swimming in the river.
Yes.
Like, damn, he does this for a living. Just
I know.
That's how
it's crazy.
That's what happened. It is fun.
Yeah, it is. What a life. Just popping up on these shows. I mean, he's almost too out of shape to be on the challenge now, I think.
Yeah.
He's like trending into he wouldn't be competitive on that show because those people are like literally
he's gotta
training.
Start injecting Ozempic.
Yeah. And like do some aroid cycle like Bananas used to allegedly.
Bananas looks like a creep.
Oh yeah, sure. You know what? Him and Lindsay deserve each other. I
they
feel like
do.
They're a perfect match, actually.
They are perfect.
Wait to see this Summer House episode. She is horrible. I've never felt more hatred towards somebody. Like, she is a bad person, period.
Bad.
Like bad. And it's
and
incredible
I
to
I
me.
I love Carl more than ever.
Me too, that she continued this train. Just wait till you see that episode. We'll talk about it. It was ridiculous. All right, guys.
Oh my God.
We'll be back with Seeking Sister Wife. If you're not watching and you've never watched, who gives a fuck? Just go turn it on. You will be laughing in 30 seconds.
It is
great. Comedy. It's hilarious. I've never seen anything better.
The best show.
Yeah. We'll be back talking that and Summer House later this weekend.
Because they don't interview the kids. That's what keeps the show lighthearted.
It's like they don't exist. It's the best part.
That's the only way I could watch it.
Yeah. Agreed. We don't need the kids involved. Crazy that there's kids in these orbits of life. Same.
Garrick's kids. Holy shit. All right.
We'll be
bye.
Back.